Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo, with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Hello.
How are you?
I am good. Feliz Navidad. This is the Christmas episode.
Christmas. That was my favorite time of year. I always say that.
I know you love it.
But let's talk, you know, I want to talk about a couple, before we dive into different things about Christmas.
Yeah.
I've already had a pretty rough end to this year.
Why?
Well,
dramatic.
Yeah, the guy at the body shop's become my best friend. I feel like I've been there quite a bit. My mom crashed her car on the side. For all you rookie fans out there, I'm a great driver. Let me start with that.
We'll talk about that.
I'm a great driver.
You are awful.
And I made a turn and bumped into Melissa's new car, which was embarrassing. And it became the joke at work, because we always make fun of her for not having a driver's license, finally getting one and being like a grandma when she drives, and then I bump into her car. And then I want to get this off my chest, because I don't, you know, we're going into a new year and I have to share a little secret with you.
What?
So while you were out of town,
what?
I actually scratched up the front of your car.
Where was I?
I don't remember where you were.
Like recently?
Oh, I think when you were in Miami, you were flying, you were doing the...
Mira Quien Baila?
Yeah.
And what happened?
It wasn't my fault, but I'm going to have to take the blame. Wait, I mean...
But where's the scratch?
It's all fixed. I didn't tell you about it.
So this is the second time you do that to my car, because this year, by mistake, you said something about my Escalade, and then you... realize that, oh my God, I gave it away. And I said, what happened? What do you mean my car was at the body shop? So he basically...
But I didn't do that. I don't know what that
yes,
was.
Yes, you did at work with a garbage can.
No,
you
that said, wasn't my fault. That wasn't my fault. At work, a garbage can blew into your car, a big dumpster.
Why were you driving my car anyway?
I felt like driving it. But let me come clean.
Anyways, so he didn't tell me anything. It was a big dent. He got it fixed. And then my nanny was laughing hysterical going, oh my God, now she knows. So now you're telling me there's a second bump to my car?
So after Dylan's, I'm coming clean because I want this to be like a fresh
episode
to start the
year. Because you're an awful driver.
No. So after Dylan's birthday... We had the big, you know, the cooking device that warms things up, the warmer. Yeah. And I guess my mom had just put it in the garage, and because we usually keep it in the pantry, and she's put it under the chair where it was poking completely out instead of like lined up against the wall. And I was backing your car out. I have no idea why I was driving your car, but I was backing your car out. It caught that machine on the tire, moved the metal bar stool that's in there, dented the wall in the garage, and completely crushed in your fender and your bumper. Cost me $2,000.
No. Yep. How do you get it fixed so fast?
I went to my boy Chris at the body shop, who's dealing with my mom's car now and Melissa's car. And
That's why I don't want my car anymore.
But listen, no, it looks brand new.
I know it does. But you know when you have a car and then you have your first accident, you don't love the car as much anymore.
Well, you know, scratching your bumper that you've had forever that you didn't fix.
My bumper.
On your bumper. You got to scratch it. Yes, you do on the back.
Some little tiny thing.
My point is, it wasn't my fault, first of all. I didn't put the thing there. My mom realized after the fact. She was like, oh my gosh.
And then yesterday, yesterday he comes into the house like going, unbelievable. This is like 2 days ago, he crashed Melissa's car, brand new car, Melissa. I apologize for my husband.
The bumper.
And then, yeah, it's going to cost you a chunk of money to the point that she needs to now take Uber. He's paying for her Ubers. And then he's also renting his mom a rental car. Anyways.
My mom crashed her own car.
So yesterday, the cleaners came to the house and they were unpacking, right, their car, and they left the vacuum cleaner
in the middle of the driveway.
It doesn't matter, but I don't know why you're thinking. I don't know what you're doing. That the gate opens, he comes in, he doesn't see the vacuum cleaner.
I'm coming up a slope.
Smash the vacuum
cleaner.
Listen,
I'm coming up on a slope and I'm turning. I say hi to them. They smile and say hi. They never had said, stop, let us clear something out of the way. Okay. And then I realized, clunk, 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 I ran over their vacuum cleaner.
I've been telling Eric, what's happening? No. Are you happy with your life? Are you like, are you getting a little old? What is going on? You're becoming a little sloppy. And this is the guy, the least sloppy gentleman in the world. He is so on it about everything. Now he lives close inside planes. He forgets things before we get to the airport. He's smashing my car and doesn't tell me anything and lies about it. He is smashing vacuum cleaners. And this is the problem. Let me tell you something. This is the problem with Eric. Eric is a worst driver, guys. And I tell my kids all the time, if there is a hole in the street, right? There's a butthole, that's what you call it?
Pothole.
I said it, pot.
I thought you said a butthole.
No, like, there's a pothole. He drives straight to the freaking hole.
No, I've never seen it.
He could be like this way. Oh, pothole, clang, clang. It's unbelievable.
Not true.
It's part of your charm.
Anyway.
Potholer.
Well, I was trying to
Hashtag potholer.
I just thought it would be great to come clean this episode.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Is there anything you want to come clean with me about? Do you have any secrets you're hiding?
No,
anything you'd like to share? This is the moment.
Zero.
Drop the bombs.
I have never smashed your car.
I know. Anything else in life you want to share?
Made
any secrets?
Think about what have I done?
You stolen something, lost something, taken something of mine?
Zero. I'm a very clean cut person.
Mm. Well, I'm sorry. Your car looks great.
Yeah.
But it wasn't my fault. My mom realized after, she was like, oh my God, Eric, I left
can
that
you
thing
look
out.
Before
how
you...
can I see? It's on the other side of the car and I'm completely just backing out. It's never been there before.
Well, it's a car that has cameras everywhere, so I'm sure that...
On the ground and it's never been there before. But if you just saw the damage, it racked. I mean, it took the whole stool, dented the wall. Alex came and painted and patched the whole
wall. That's why I haven't seen a problem with the wall.
Smashed the whole front of your car.
Oh my God.
Anyways, I've come clean. I feel much better about myself now.
Thank you.
I'm glad
you're not driving my car ever again because this is a disaster. I have no secrets. We had a great party, guys. We had a beautiful on the 16th. We did a little Christmas gathering with friends and family. It was so much fun. We did it because Sabella, as part of her Santa Claus list, She requested a party.
Weird.
And when you want a party, I want a big party like we used to do before COVID, because we are the house that we always host people, right? And we threw a party with a magician and DJ, karaoke, and incredible catering by Carla. It was amazing.
It was a lot of fun. The magician was phenomenal.
He was phenomenal. Dylan singing on top of the freaking
singing karaoke.
Pool,
he had a drink named after him. He's at the bar ordering a drink called the Dylan, a little mocktail. And then
guys,
it became the Dirty Dylan if you added alcohol to it.
The best mocktail. You know that I am developing with the help of God. And I am developing a brand. A mocktail. I am doing it
but
right
it was
now.
A lot of fun.
Anyways, I'm going to call one Dylan.
True Valentino, like dropping hits
he
in the karaoke.
Sing. Guys, True. What is his character's name in The Rookie?
Aaron?
Thorson.
Yeah.
Aaron Thorson?
Yeah, just dropping
Aaron Thorson,
hits
guys, is
in Spanish, too.
Is talented. True Valentino. True Valentino can sing and act and dance, and he's a comedian. I love him.
We have to have him on the podcast. He's a funny guy. Anyways, let's talk about Roz and Eric, the end of year awards. Between the two of us, who wins the 2023 award for the following? Who was the most patient this year? Wow, we might both lose in this one.
Yeah, we're not patient people.
We didn't have a lot of patience this year. I think it's something that we should actually put in our resolution. We really need more patience. We both did not have a lot of patience with anything or anybody. we were short fused this year.
With anything,
I think we failed that. Who is the most forgiving? Probably equal again, I guess, on that.
We failed on that one too.
Yeah, but we're working
awful.
On that.
Best sense of humor, of course, me.
Me.
No.
Me.
No.
I am definitely the funnier one in this relationship.
Since when?
Always.
Never.
I make everyone laugh.
No, you don't. I am the funny one. Make anyone. Most optimistic. I am.
Me.
Are you joking? You're the most pessimistic person. Everything is you're like Mr. Pessimist.
You're okay. You're probably, no. You probably win that. Best communicator, me.
Yeah, you communicate
100%.
Better. 100%.
Yeah. Most accountable, me.
What do you mean by most accountable?
Most accountable. I'm the one that owns up to any mistakes much faster
than
you.
Like crashing my car and not telling me.
I just owned up to it.
Okay, months after.
But everything else in life, I own up much faster
than accountable
you.
I'm accountable too.
After I'm accountable.
Really?
We do something wrong and I say, I'm really sorry I did it wrong. Oh yeah, me too.
Okay.
I think I'm the most accountable.
Between the two of you, who wins the 2023 award to the following negatives?
Laziest. Roslyn, no question.
What?
Who gets up earlier every single day?
But that's you, because Dylan calls you.
No,
you're the lucky parent that Dylan goes, Dad, I want to wake up.
Every time
so you get up.
Every time you have any second off, who's under the covers in bed?
What?
You. You're always under the cover in bed doing everything. Who is the first one to, we race every night. Like literally, I'm not kidding you. It is a race, people, to see who can be showered, teeth brushed, and in the covers under the bed first.
It's my favorite time of the day when I go to bed at night.
But who does it? Who, yeah. It's a race every time.
Yeah. Who's the clumsiest, Eric? You are clumsy.
Yeah, probably me.
Worst driver of the year. We had a whole 10-minute conversation about who's the worst driver.
Argue this.
Eric.
This
most
year
stressed.
I am.
Eric.
No, where do you get stressed? Oh, messiest.
Oh, messiest. You? Are you joking?
Are you joking?
Eric.
Rosalind. I am
how many
very
podcasts
neat.
Do we do about how anal and OCD I am about having everything perfect?
I'm still
you're the
neat.
Messiest.
No,
you're
I'm
terrible.
Tie. Most stressed?
Most stressed?
You. Without
yeah.
question.
No, you're super stressed.
No, you are more stressed. But okay, who's
stress
more kid. Stressed?
No, Eric.
No, more
Eric.
Stressed. We're
who,
both stressed.
Who
we're
walks
both stressed.
Like Speedy Gonzalez? Who is like
I'm efficient.
Everything is
I'm efficient.
Like a mosquito.
I'm efficient.
You are more.
You're more
you.
Stressed. Most tardy,
me.
Roslyn. No
I am
question.
Tardy always.
All the time.
I am.
Well, we should have thought about these things before the resolution.
Let me ask you something. So what does a typical Ros and Eric family Christmas look like? And what will it look like this year? So we're not traveling.
Yeah, sometimes we're traveling. That's like a big
yeah,
part.
Yeah, we go to Puerto Rico a lot for Christmas. Not this time.
How I think we did the same last year. I don't think we were in Puerto Rico last year. I think it was also a very relaxed Christmas.
I don't know what we did.
Christmas.
I think it was with Paul and your mom. We took
yes,
Nino,
we had dinner
a Nino.
And, yeah, some people came yeah. over. It was very chill.
How has your life changed since last Christmas? Oh. How has it changed?
Well, a bit more stressful, I think, this year. I think 2023
was
a more
chaotic.
Stressful year.
This year was crazy.
Yeah.
The strike and... Looking
strike
for,
was a problem. Looking
for
a home
houses,
was a problem.
And Eric never wanted to move.
God,
I guess I'm gonna be in my house for another 25 more years. And what else? I'm crashing my car and not telling me.
Oh my
and
gosh!
Dylan started kindergarten. That's been
yeah,
really
that
successful.
Good.
What else?
It's just I don't know why it was such a stressful year, but it was
because it was we're developing so many things.
Year.
We're working in so many things, and then you know when you're working on something, and
yeah,
you're
we're gonna have a lot
something.
Of announcements. I'll say in 2024,
yeah.
we're gonna have a lot of announcements.
So
it
was planting
share.
A lot of seeds. 2023,
yes.
working our butts off, and then 2024, 2025, I think is all the fruits are going to
of our labor. Yeah,
yeah.
All right, what do you try to make it special for your loved ones? What does a holiday season? Oh, we try to make it special. I mean, my mom is here. We try to make things kind of nice. The holidays,
the house, yeah, the Christmas tree is always a hit.
Yeah, we do things. We try
the
to
kids
make the
love
family.
Decorating. Yeah, we love it. We love it. What are your manifestations? What are your goals for 2024 besides your health? And you wanna?
I can't even like what you
do
said.
You wanna be an optimal 10 guy?
I what?
Like
mean?
Gary Brecka, you know, his
well,
philosophy.
Listen, health, but also, like you said, we're planting a lot of seeds business-wise. You know, I'm trying to continue to grow things on the business front. You know, that's one of the things about me that aside from acting, I've always wanted to be smarter and better in business. And I think that's kind of been my drive going into 24. So I'm hoping that 24 is going to be a year that we continue to work hard and see some of the rewards from it. Like just seeing things come to life.
I think 2024 is going to be very promising. You know what? There's three things that I really want. Number one is I want to do my movie, Diario Mujer y Café. I've been trying to direct this thing for 2 years, and I think beginning of 2024 is happening. I'm excited. It's my next baby. I want to be able to land another TV show. I want to
be in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. I want to be back on TV. I don't want to do a pilot. I want to do a straight to series. So I know that I'm going to have at least 12 episodes. So my movie, a TV show, and I am going back to dance and singing classes.
I like how I'm in that somewhere.
What do you
mean? More time with my husband, quality time. Be a great wife. Be more romantic in 2024.
I'm just talking about work. I'm talking about work. I'll move into personal life.
Okay. I would like in the new year to see you. I'd like us to have more romantic 2024, more time with each other.
Okay.
Less screen time.
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing. I'm saying okay.
Can't even contain yourself.
I'm okay.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, I was listening to a podcast about menopause and estrogen and hormones for females, and I learned so much, you know, and a lot of times, you know, with women are tired and stuff changes, you know, it has to do with hormones. So I'm taking care of that so I can thrive when it comes to all aspects in
my
life.
We're going to have some new stuff to talk about with Gary Brocka and all that and trying to improve the health.
We're starting to
work with this guy.
Yes.
He's got the 10X human. What is it?
Ultimate
human, 10X.
Between Dr. Daryl Geoffrey, which we just had on the podcast, and Gary Brocka, which is another incredible biologist, functional.
Doctor.
He's not a doctor.
He's a biologist,
but
he works with a lot of
scientists. He's an incredible encyclopedia of just how to maximize your health and keep you young, basically. And because we are already, we're middle agers. Is that a word?
Yeah.
Middle agers.
Yeah.
You know, and we have young children. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to maximize again and be in optimal health condition so we can just be around for a long time and not be around sick and be around tired and be around just, you know, not functioning 100%. We want to be around feeling like we are 25. So we have started this journey.
I have a long way to go for that, but
no, but you're gonna be fine. I think you're gonna be fine. You're not complaining about your leg. Is your leg doing better?
It's always in pain, but it's all
still?
Right. We'll be all right.
No, it's not. No,
yeah, we're working on things.
Anyways.
We'll keep working on stuff to make it better.
So,
but that's the kind of year, you know, we're gonna have a positive, healthy 2024.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama. And when reflecting on what matters most, I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five.
High five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Let's talk gifts.
Yes.
Am I getting gifts for Christmas? I know one already. It's under the tree.
That's your gift. You picked out your gift.
But no sorpresa?
Oh my God. En serio. What are we talking about? The anniversary gift I got you as a surprise, and then my anniversary gift that came a month later.
I ordered it. It's not my fault. I mean, that you didn't even appreciate. It was so cute. I want to use it.
I think I got you a great Christmas gift.
I don't expect
much from you, but I got you a great anniversary gift, Christmas gift. I'd like to. We're different like that. You're very. I think we give each other nice gifts, but our focus is the kids. I don't really focus on. And then we do. Are you going crazy that I don't know about?
Well, you have something.
Last year, I think I got socks and I got some pants and I got and I think I got you some jewelry and I got like.
What did you get me last year?
It was something nice, and I think you gave me like some pants.
I don't know.
That's usually what happens. I feel like I'm the better gift giver.
So there are two things that I want.
I've been the better gift giver.
No.
Yeah, really? I think so. I got you.
Louis Vuitton freaking crossbody bag that you never use.
I got you some really dope handmade shoes, custom made, that are awesome for anniversary, and you got me luggage.
Oh, the shoes.
I think I'm a better gift giver as of recent.
No, my luggage was very expensive. It's a very nice luggage.
It's about the money.
And it's something you need. I'll tell you something, for my birthday.
Oh my God.
And for Mother's Day, I need...
You're already going a year ahead?
I'm on cow.
8 months ahead?
I'm on cow, is it called?
I don't know what you're
talking
about.
Is this device that you use to make your own plant-based milk? So you put the almonds or the cashews or whatever you want to do, and it makes milk.
What?
And I'm obsessed with it. So that's a great gift. I'm on cow. No?
I don't know cow, what you're talking about.
Cow, it's a machine. It's called Chow. I'm on Chow. Where?
Oh my
God.
This is what you want. You're talking about your birthday coming next year? Or are you talking about Christmas?
For my birthday.
All over the place.
I'm on Chow.
I have no idea what she's talking about. She wants to start making her own bread, making her own milk.
Yeah, we're going to start doing that.
You got to make dinner tonight. ahead of yourself.
I also need, you know what I also need, Eric? I would like to have another PRP. I'm on cow. Yeah, I'm on cow. Is this thing over here?
Okay.
And then I need another PRP.
What?
Yeah, for my face, like the vampire facial. I need to get some blood work, plasma, put it back into my face.
Okay.
So I don't have to do Botox or none of that. I do plasma.
So you
do it too.
Planting all of these gifts that you want.
And you know what else I want? I want a lot of love.
This
I want love. No, listen. I want love, understanding, compassion, support, complicity.
Oh my God. This is deep.
A yes day. Oh, I want a yes day.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I want a yes day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I want. What do you want?
They 10 things you name.
What do you want?
Oh, I just want to have a hug. Let's have a good Christmas. I don't need a lot. I don't need gifts.
We're having a good Christmas.
I don't need gifts.
Simple. Yes, you do.
Simple. No, I don't.
You need words of affirmation.
Yeah.
You're beautiful. You're wonderful. You're a wonderful dad.
Just like sex tickets.
You're an amazing husband. Sex tickets. Elaborate.
No, like joking, like there's the you like little passes, tickets, whatever. I don't know. I'm simple. I'm simple with gifts. I don't know. I don't know what you're. Okay. Yeah, that works. Okay. All those things. That'll be you'll be loaded.
So
all
much.
The tree and your
you
stuff.
Are my favorite Santa.
Thank you. Thank you. Santa, this might be our last year. Well, this is our last year with Sebi. Definitely knowing Santa. Are you listening to me?
What?
This is our last year with Sebi knowing Santa, which is a big change.
What do you mean
is
the last change? Like, the last year? What?
Yeah, like her fully, like she's picking out all her own gifts completely. Last year she was a little bit, but
no, wait,
we still tried
to play it off. We need to do the video.
She's now involved with Elf on the Shelf. She painted my toenails.
They're still painted,
she
actually.
She did my makeup.
A week later.
I need you to take it off.
You take it off?
No, I told her to take it off. Unbelievable. But she's, yeah, this is our last year with that for Christmas, which is, it's weird having Sabella set up all the Elf on the Shelf and do all that stuff and help me with everything this, because I've been lying to her all these years with this Elf on the Shelf. So this is the first year I'm like, Sebi, go do it. Go set it up.
No, no.
And
we crushed.
Dylan is, yeah.
We crushed her.
A few more years.
She was excited. She's like, can I touch them? Because you know, you're not supposed to touch them. So for 12 years, she was not allowed to touch them because they lose their magic. So she's like, can I just grab it? Can I just touch? I've been waiting to touch them. I was like, oh my God.
So much new and so much coming to an end this Christmas, but it's good.
So we are hoping and wishing everybody to have an amazing 2024. We appreciate so much your comments, your beautiful videos and collages. We have like a very, a group of fans that are hardcore, that they just support everything we do. And we want you to know that it's not unnoticed. That we know you, that we read, and that we appreciate it. We are hoping that a season 3 happens. You know, we're getting busier and busier when it comes to our schedules, but we truly enjoy doing the podcast, and we're grateful. You have anything to add?
No, that was a lot. Thank you, everybody.
Love you.
Love you. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said Ella Dijo, or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barata-papa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.